The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
If a fortnight has taught us anything, it's despite scandal, outrageous expense, and severe conditions, people are still crazy for the faster, longer, stronger stuff of athletic competition, especially on the world stage. Whether it's the slidey, shooty thingy or the sexy suspense of mixed doubles curling, PyeongChang 2018 had it all, plus the added weirdness of those North Korean cheerleaders. But in the world of professional free divers and breath holders, it's not about competition. It's about bettering your personal best in a life or death test of mind over body. I don't know about you, but for me, breathing is one of my favorite things to do. We pretty much do it without thinking. But competitive breath holders somehow override the body's involuntary breathing movements, or IBMs, and that's just where the challenge starts. Professional free divers and breath holders can endure more than 100 IBMs before crying uncle. The world record? French diver Stéphane Mifsud lasted an astounding 11 minutes 35 seconds without so much as a whiff of air. That's like watching the Descapito video four times in a row without groaning. Punishing, to say the least. Can ignoring that flashing low air light on your dashboard be good for you, though? Absolutely not. Using something called the Stroop test, pro BreatheMeNots had their executive brain functions measured for selective attention capacity and processing speed ability. Their scores were not good, and most damning, their scores got worse the longer they had been practicing holding their breath. Some of the best breath holders border on the pathological range of impairment. So at some point, you have to consider if there's anything else you can do at a competitive level that doesn't give you brain damage. Take Mr. T, the bouncer strongman, is now totes about the sport curling. It's controlled mayhem, he says. I like the fitness, the cool, and the calmness of everything. I like the strategy. My name's Cal Coat, and we have a bounty of new music to leave you breathless. Plus, special guest Tamar Elana from Ventanas joins us for an update. Right now, let's join Helsinki Cotno Orchestra for One Shot, Not Too Much, from World Beat Canada.
Give me one shot, not too much. Pour me one to make it fun. Give me one glass for appetit. Give me one shot or I'm done.
Even if you're pretty, you make such mistake of all. Be obliged to make some bets. World is a weapon to our chin. We will spend some good times, you and I, in drinking champagne on the roof of Shanghai. We will spend some good times, you and I.
Comes to recording almost anywhere works in the world these days. That's brand new for Peplum, the first French rock band to ever be produced in China. And that was ROS, appropriately, the roof of Shanghai. Helsinki Cotton O from Finland before that. And One Shot from a brand new single. March 7th at the Fox Cabaret, it is the next in a series of global grooves and an opportunity for Tanga to release their long-anticipated second album, Reincarnacion. From that disc, here is a real treat, your first debut of the opening number, Oye Lo Que Digo. Hear What I Say, from World Beat Canada.
This is Malcolm Aiken and Tanga. You've discovered
Free Range Radio from World Beat Canada.
Yeah!
Chiquita from the back, the front is a menea. Mrs. Bombastic, no le ponga frena. Ella number one, quiero que sea mi nena. Hola, como estás? Oye, mi morena. Me gusta como mueve y no tengo pena. Porque ya encontraste tan abuela. Te digo yo, oye lo que digo yo. Oye lo que digo yo.
Que digo yo, poniendo corazón, quemando el micrófono, la musicalización como es la cosa sabrosa. Se juntaron las máquinas del flow del arte como Veña Rosa. La Tanga llega desde Canadá rompiendo temas. Se pasa por las venas, se paga los problemas. Siempre de guerra sido, con ese mi sonido. Orgullo soy de representar la tierra que he nacido.
Mi vida no es ajena. Ahora vengo yo compartiendo y vámonos en la buena vibra. Good vibration, mi vida no exagera. Ahora vengo yo compartiendo y vámonos en la buena vibra. Good
make a shock, make a steal. Ey, dito una conga, kuto ang timbal. La fiesta está buena con tanga mingal. Y si no sabes bailar, yo te enseño a cantar. Te digo yo, sha la le 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 la la le la la, que la rumba está buena, ya con tanga buena. Te digo yo, sha la le 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 la la le la la, que la rumba está buena, hey, ya está buena, está buena.
Oye cómo suena.
Sonido brutal que me va a cantar. Ronole sangre que fácil y mandar. No hay fronteras para porque salió.
Caminando, seguir caminando. Hoy aquí, walking, walking. 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 Caminando, seguir caminando, boy. I keep walking, walking. Caminando, seguir caminando, boy. I keep walking, walking.
It's the beat in your own backyard.
Beat, beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
This new Tanga album is going to knock your socks off. Keep listening to us for more debuts from Tanga's Reincarnacion. On March the 3rd, it is the Real Mackenzies, the defenders of the Scottish realm, along with Big John Bates and Ray Gun Cowboys at the Rickshaw to ring in an early start to St. Patrick's Day in a Scottish way. March 7th, as I mentioned, it's back to the Global Groove series with Tanga and the album release party for Reincarnacion, along with Pacifica, the Groove Collective, and DJ Mark Fournier. That's going to be a great show. A Tribe Called Red on Saturday, March 10th. The show is sold out, so they added another Sunday, March 11th at the Commodore Ballroom. Oaxacan vocalist Lila Downs, known around the globe for her rich theatricality, vibrant grace, and powerful social conscience, returns to the Chan Center on Saturday, March 10th in support of a brand new album honoring iconic Latin American women. Tickets and information at chancenter.com. Also coming to the Chan on March 16th through 18th, Tanya Tagak and Lukuluk Williamson Barthori. Exquisite and unnerving, these two major artists combine experimental Inuit vocals and Greenlandic mask dance to cast their traditional roots in a contemporary light. A third show has just been added. Ventanas are making a swing through British Columbia. We have Tamar Elana on the line with us in just a few minutes to talk more about their album El Lombre. And we'll shine the light on the title track from that disc. Lito Pimienta is a Colombian-Canadian who's a real Northern Light, who has just won the Polaris Music Prize for her new album, La Papesa. A fresh spin from that album is next on World Beat Canada. Our signal starts its journey through the humble transmitter of Roundhouse Radio. That's 98.3 FM CIRH Radio, Roundhouse Radio, Vancouver. I'm Cal Coat.
Espero y quiero y mi
German producer Ingo Moell, better known as Cabin Jack, that is Nahid, from the Duza tapes. We also heard new music from Lido Pimienta and Quiero Que Te Veo Bien, or I Want You to Go Well. Time for your touch of the familiar, and it comes to us from another Canadian artist, Brenda Navarette, who is a percussionist and band leader, which is appropriate because here she takes on one of the classics from 1936 by Duke Ellington, and that is Caravan. In her Cuban take, she calls it Caravana, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada.
Colombia y Guaguancó. Sí, aquí cantamos con amor, aquí bailamos con pasión, al ritmo de mi tumbao.
Never mass-produced, because there's no we in iPod.
Don't be shy tonight.
This is personal. This is World Beat Canada Radio.
Don't try to fight.
We'll be right back.
that'd make a good heist movie soundtrack, wouldn't it? That is Camino Infernal, Phantom Wait by Chicago Psych Latin Quintet, Dos Santos Anti-Beat Orchestra. Talking about heist movie soundtracks, Troker just leveled the rickshaw the other night. What a great band from Mexico. We'll try and squeeze in some more of their music too, either in this program or definitely in programs to come. Coming up right around the corner, our very special guest, Tamara Alana from Ventanas. As this hour of World Beat Canada continues its globetrot, it's great to have you along. I'm Cal Cote. Canadian bands are a hearty bunch, some touring even in the deepest, darkest depths of winter. The smart ones know to head west, because there on the wet coast, you'll have the best shot at milder temperatures and clearer roads. Ventanas are hitting several towns on a swing through British Columbia, their first time back in 4 years. Tamara Alana rejoins World Beat Canada to share their reasons for heading west. How you doing, Tamara?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to talk to you again. So why now?
Why? Well, this is really our last leg of this tour before we head into the studio to record our third album. And we haven't actually come to BC with this album. We came to BC with our first album, Ventanas. And we just really wanted to bring this album out to BC before going to the studio.
So tell us about your most recent release, Era Lumbre. You have a deep, deep understanding of global music. From an ethnomusicological standpoint, what threads are in play on this release?
Well, we've got some flamenco, of course. We've got some from the south of Spain, Andalusia. We have some Sephardic music from Turkey and also from Morocco. We also have a couple Macedonian tunes and a couple of originals also.
These are all places that you've visited, haven't you?
Yes, actually I have visited. Well, actually, no, I've never been to Macedonia, but I've been nearby to other countries in the Balkans. Mm-hmm. But yes, Turkey, Greece, Morocco, Spain, for sure I've visited, and I've lived in Spain on numerous occasions.
That's very cool.
I guess you can add that I grew up singing and traveling with my mother, who's an ethnomusicologist, so I grew up really traveling all these places across the Mediterranean and learning songs from a lot of the people that live there and going to a lot of old age homes and collecting these songs and learning them before they died out.
That's a great life to have as a child.
Well, I didn't think so as a child, but I think so now.
Well, that's always the way. You know, I mean, that's like learning a second language, too. You know, you never want to learn it as a kid, but later in life you realize how valuable it is.
Exactly, exactly.
So what can you tell us about Migrations?
Well, Migrations is a show that's put on by Caravan World Rhythm, and what I realize a lot with the music that Ventanas does and that I do with Ventanas is that it is a music of migrations. We do primarily flamenco and Sephardic music. So flamenco is really the music of many, many, many influences. Back to the Phoenicians, the Tartessos, the Vikings, even in a lot of Spanish folklore, Northern Africa, and of course the arrival of the Gypsies in the 16th century that came all across from Rajasthan throughout Europe, all the way down into the south of Spain, and brought along music and culture and language with them, and then mixed with the local culture that was already in the south of Spain. And long story short, flamenco emerged a couple of centuries later. So it's really a music of migrations. And then Sephardic music is kind of the opposite trajectory. So it's the music of the people of Spain, the Jews of Spain, who were expelled in 1492 and went the opposite direction, went across Europe into the other side of the Mediterranean, landing in the Balkans and Greece and Turkey. So that's our story. And then the double bill is with Lake Sercel, who's an amazing Roma musician, and his band. So it just worked out perfectly. And the Roma, of course, as we know, are nomadic people. At least they were up until recently.
He's great.
And we will do a couple collaborations together, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, looking forward to that. Just backing up for a sec, you're talking about the history of flamenco music. Did you say Vikings?
Yeah, well, anybody that's passed through the south of Spain over the many centuries has indirectly, obviously, so the first mention of flamenco officially in a newspaper in writing was in Seville in 1852. So obviously there was no direct influence from the Phoenicians or the Vikings, but they did pass through the south of Spain, leave their mark, and leave an indirect influence on what we know today as flamenco. That's my understanding. You know, everything is debatable in flamenco.
That's really cool. I had no idea that they made it that far south. Jumping around a bit here, Tamar, we spoke with Lemon Bucket Orchestra not too long ago. You were an original cast member in their stage production, Counting Sheep Revolution. What was your takeaway from that experience?
Well, actually, funny you ask, because I'm here right now on Berkeley campus, actually, in California.
Oh, really?
And I'm with the Lemon Bucket Orchestra and Counting Sheep. And we're just about to do a busking session here to promote our show in Oakland. That's this weekend. And then I'm coming straight from tour with Counting Sheep to Vancouver and BC on tour with Ventanas. So good timing for your question. It's I've been on tour with Counting Sheep for about 3 years in various countries. And, you know, it's a whole other world. It's Ukrainian polyphonic singing. So just a whole other world, but everything contributes to everything, I think, in music, and it's been an incredible learning experience. A lot of vocal work, you know, which is always good for me.
Is there acting also involved in your role?
Yeah, I guess you could say so, although since I'm not a trained actor, I refrain from saying that I'm an actor, but I've landed in this role, and I do get married, and then my husband dies, and it's pretty intense experience to live through on a daily basis when we're on tour. So I guess you could say that, yes, I do act in the play. I've been involved in a few productions. I was in Salome by Yael Farber in Washington, D.C. Shakespeare Theater Company a couple of years ago. I've done a few shows at La Mama Theater in New York and Counting Sheep.
Wow. World Beat Canada is on the air, and Tamar Alana from Ventanas is our guest. Era Lumbre is their current release. Keep in touch with the band at ventanasmusic.com and Tamar specifically at tamaralana.com, and that's spelled TamarIlana.com. You mentioned the band is heading back into the studio. Can you give us any insights into the new album project?
Yeah, for sure. It has some new members in it. And also some new music that we've been working on that we've been writing. So we're really excited about that. And yeah, we'll have too many secrets, but you'll have to stay tuned.
Okay, so
but it's definitely, we're heading in a new direction. It's very literally.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You're heading in a new direction. That's cool. Tamar, thank you so much for your time. Here's your chance to play DJ. Can you pick a selection from Era Lumbre and set it up for us?
Yeah, sure. I would love to play the title track, Arelube, which means to shine. And it's a Moroccan Sephardic wedding medley, normally sung a cappella. It's three different tunes that we've put together, normally sung a cappella, and we've arranged them and put them together with our instrumentation. And it's one of my favorites. I love it. So here we go.
suegra y cuñada, no tengáis que decir. Anoche mi madre se ni me eché a dormir, soñaba un sueño tan dulce era de decir. Que me adormía y a las orillas decir, con amor madre, con amor me iré a dormir.
Authentic and exotic music with origins in Morocco and Sephardic traditions. That is Era al Hombre, which is the title track from the new Ventanas album. My thanks to Tamar Alana for joining us with an update. I'll look forward to that new disc as well. From Côte d'Ivoire, here is Alpha Blondie, one of Africa's greatest reggae stars, and A Rainbow in the Sky, just for you on World Beat Canada.
Come on, let's walk on the Milky Way. Don't be afraid. God will lead us on the way. See, better days are coming ahead. And don't you feel desperate. There's a ribbon in the sky. You're Rastafari. See the ribbon in the sky. That's the way Jah writes. Lightning in the sky, Jah Rastafari. See the lightning in the sky. That's the way Jah writes. Come on, let's walk on the Milky Way. Let's follow Jah way.
Lightning in the sky. Signs are Jaja leaders.
Jaja guide us on the way, I say. Jaja guide us on the way.
Jaja guide us.
Jaja lead us on the way, I say. Provide the daily bread. So let's give thanks and praise.
I'm a leader. I'm a blondie with a naphtali. Color is green. Ruled by the knees, oh Jah. I'm a Levite.
So let's give thanks and praise.
Thanks and praise from the Ivory Coast, courtesy Alpha Blondie and Rainbow in the Sky, a post-Olympic wave from South Korea, from Numari. That's next on World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
jumping down to New Orleans, gonna shake hands with the Zulu Queen. Haven't met that big, big chief. No one's bought us drinks on Bourbon Street. People telling me, man, you should go. I smile and tell them I ain't got the dough. Take me home to where jazz was born, down on Basin Street. If we ever get down to the Big Easy, we'll deck ourselves out with some old Greek Greek. We heard that you can get what you want, as long as Lucky Mojo is all yours to blow. People telling me, man, you should go. I smile and tell them I ain't got the dough. Take me home to where jazz was born, down on Basin Street. Live out our dreams, play a tip of Tina's. Music with the best, learn it the hard way. People telling me, man, you should go. I smile and tell them I ain't got the dough. Take me home to where jazz was born. Instead of take me home, home to where jazz was born. Jazz was born. Or take me home, home to where jazz was born. Jazz was born down on Basin Street. One, two, three, four.
Scratch that one off my bucket list one of these days. Never been to New Orleans. That is Turbo Street Funk, continuing with the funky saxman Carl Denson and his tiny universe. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapire Communications. Our last word goes to Socrates, who said, "The greatest way to live with honor in this world is to be what we pretend to be." But everybody knows that, right? We'll be right back.
nobody knows that.
Communications.